The U.S. government has ramped up its use of the military on the southwestern border, and on Tuesday, officials announced it's about to dramatically increase those numbers. Here to discuss the new troop deployment is Michel Morisco with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we know there's a new caravan of migrants heading up to the border, several, in fact. Does it seem as though that's what's driving this new development?
You know, one of those three caravans heading up has apparently 12,000 people on it. That's what the Pentagon told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday. So they were requested by to increase the troops by the Homeland Security Department. And there's about 4,500 soldiers and National Guard already here in response to the previous caravan.
So, like the previous missions, am I right that these new arrivals will not actually be out apprehending immigrants in the desert? They'll be doing things like conducting surveillance, putting up razor wire, sort of in support of Border Patrol?
So, yes and no. And let me break that down. So, they were speaking yesterday about having expanded surveillance capabilities, but they are also bringing in more of their structural engineers. However, these soldiers are supposed to be using the Border Patrol's own radar-mounted vehicles. And that seemed curious to me because then it's unclear what Border Patrol agents will be doing if the military is using Border Patrol vehicles. I don't know if they're then going to reassign agents elsewhere on horse patrol or in the air in response to that move. So, yes, they are primarily here for conducting surveillance and putting up razor wire, but some of those programs seem to be expanding this time.
Michel, do you have a sense of what folks in southern Arizona and in border cities like Nogales think about this?
So, yeah, you know, there's some frustration. And to be fair, you know, there's definitely some support for a mission like this. You know, the razor wire was erected at the downtown Nogales port of entry on election day. In fact, people thought it was some strange ploy for minimalizing get out the vote because the military just sort of showed up and started erecting this razor wire on that Tuesday. There's definitely some frustration. You know, the mayor of Nogales asked Senator McSally just last week if she would please have CBP take down the razor wire that's already up. Now the military's back and it's supposed to be installing 150 more miles of razor wire along the border. So definitely some frustration, but then there's support from people in the more rural communities who have always appreciated and supported increases of Border Patrol efforts.
And we should mention that all of this is happening with just a few weeks to go for Congress to reach a deal on the creation of new border walls or some kind of border security. Do you have a sense of what this is actually all costing?
Well, we know from last year's Operation Secure Line, there was $130 million that was used for the soldier deployment. The National Guard is now expected to stay through the end of this fiscal year, which means all the way to September 30th. And that's supposed to be about $500 million. So right there, you're talking $600 million. This new deployment matches Operation Secure Line, approximately 2,000 soldiers. We're looking at somewhere about $800 million for a total military deployment.
Michel, have administration officials or military officials or Border Patrol officials, or really anybody, outlined how they're judging whether or not these missions are successful or not?
That seems to be the big question. The House Armed Services Committee kept asking them yesterday, how do you measure success? And it's always this elusive point for Homeland Security. It's been this way since, you know, I started covering the border under George W. Bush. And, you know, do you count it as zero apprehensions? Well, right now, it's mostly people who are trying to surrender to Border Patrol. They're not trying to evade capture. I'm talking about asylum seekers. Drugs? Well, for the most part, drugs continue to flow unimpeded into the United States. As the president himself has noted, there is an opioid and heroin crisis in this country. He has said numerous times that much of that comes through the border. I would agree that much of that does come through ports of entry, and that hasn't stopped. So, at what point do they measure a success of people trying to be captured so they're not being deterred because of the military's presence and drugs continuing to flow into the country, again, not being deterred by anybody's presence? I could tell you that in yesterday's hearing, Pentagon officials did not have a clear answer as to what a success looks like.
All right, that's KJZZ's Michel Morisco with the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, thank you.
Thank you.